Triple M.
Yet another Bathurst victory.
Live from the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000.
A little bit of magic at the mountain.
We are live. We are live at the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Have a listen to that crowd. Merchandise Alley is already absolutely chock-a-block with people. They've got the Ford gear on. They've got the Holden gear on. They're here to see some motor racing. And, of course, we do it thanks to our mates at Ream, Australia's favourites. We are live at Merchandise Alley. Beautiful day in Bathurst. The choppers are flying the crowd, so it's really, really full in Merchandise Alley. So if you're heading out here today, no rain, nice blue sky and a wonderful atmosphere. And, of course, we're doing it all thanks to our mates at Ream, sponsors of DJR Team Penske and, of course, the Penske File. Luke Yulden, one of the guys who could well be a hero tomorrow, has joined us. Luke, welcome to Triple M.
My pleasure.
Where are your heads at the moment, mate? I've got to ask you. I mean, it was pouring down raining yesterday. Today it's beautiful. What does that mean for preparation?
Yeah, it's a little bit compromised. I think we're lucky that the car was fast last year and we haven't deviated too much from last year's setup. We knew it was quick and it's probably worked out probably pretty well for us because it hasn't given anyone else a chance to catch up to us, if you like.
Mm. And the fact that you guys were so successful last year at Erebus, does that put extra pressure on you guys tomorrow?
I don't think so. I think it just gives us confidence. You know what I mean? Gives us confidence. We know we can do it. We know the car's fast. We've just got to, you know, tick all the boxes and try and do all the right things as drivers, myself and Dave. And I think if we do that, a little bit of luck, obviously, because you need a little bit of luck in this race, as we all know. So if we can put all that together, I think we'll be standing on the top step or there or thereabouts anyway.
Beautiful. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Merchandise Alley is full of car lovers at the moment. Another reason why lots and lots of people have travelled to Bathurst this weekend, there's a massive car auction on, Peter Brock collection, officially online, and they're taking bids right now, but the collection includes an original Dayglo 1984 Big Banger Group C car. They're expecting this car might go for up to $2 million, which would double the highest paid for an Australian muscle car, that being $1 million for a Ford Falcon GTHO. So it's online at 8, it's online now, but it culminates with a big event here at Bathurst at 8 p.m. tonight. So that's why a load of people have travelled to Bathurst as well. If you want to know more, lloydsauctions.com.au to find out more about that car. Triple M celebrating Oztober with 1,000 minutes of Oz music this weekend for the Bathurst 1000. Lots and lots of things happening up on the mountain, and that's where you'll find Becco right now. What a job he's got. Becco, where are you, mate?
Say what, Maroon, I'm very happy. I've gone up halfway up the mountain here in the camping site. It's the King George II Tavern on top of a container, on top of a truck. These guys have got a party happening. There's a TV up here. They've got the barbecue. And they've got the best view of the main straight here going up the mountain. I got Brad. How many years have you been doing this for?
Been coming here since we were 17, so about 20 years, mate, or 22 years. So, yeah.
How many people have we got up on this container right now?
What have we got? We've got probably about 15, 20. Yeah. And it's all, the atmosphere is awesome. Oh, and I just want to say, how you going, Maroon? You four-eyed freak.
I've got to say, Maroon, this is brilliant. We've got the legends out there on the track at the moment, and there's some great old Mustangs and Falcons going up the mountain. But this is a brilliant spot. So let's get everyone to do a big cheer to Maroon. Hey!
Yeah, good on you, boys. You've got the right spot up there too, Becco. It's a great day for the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Of course, the big event tomorrow. Maroon here in Merchandise Alley. Here's a random fact for you about Bathurst. No car has ever won this race from eighth on the grid. So consider that if you are superstitious. If you're more about what goes on outside the race, we're going to catch up with Becco shortly, who's at the bottom of Conrod Strait in the Cooper's tent. Yeah, that's his job. He gets paid for that. Unbelievable, eh? We are in Merchandise Alley. Crowd really starting to fill out now. The chopper's flying overhead. Now, as I say, I'm in Merchandise Alley, but Becco's got the good gig out and about, just meeting all the people. At the bottom of Conrod Strait is where we'll find him right now. Becco.
The Cooper's Roll Bar. This is actually a really good spot, right at the bottom of Conrod Strait. So you're looking at the cars come down the hill. I've got a bunch of blokes here who've been sitting here pretty much all day. You're not going to move from this spot, are you?
No, we're stuck here.
So, Alex, how many years have you been coming to Bathurst?
I reckon it's about my fourth or fifth.
And this is pretty good. This is the Cooper's truck, which has been coming here for years. What is, what are you supporting? Holden or Ford?
I'm a Holden man.
That's good. And what's your name?
Tom.
Tom, who are you going for?
Holden, of course.
Holden, of course. Okay, and you've got a couple of Coopers here as well. Looking down Conrod Strait. Guys, you have a fantastic weekend here in the mountain. Yeah!
There they are, the boys into Cooper's tent at the bottom of Conrod, and what a gig Becco's got today. Now, Becco's been out and about all over the track all day long, just meeting people, sharing a couple of beers everywhere he goes, just on the bludge, having a free beer, meeting some new people. Let's go to him now, because he's back up there on the hill. Becco, where are you, old mate?
I'm in halfway up the mountain, and this is a camping area which is bloody packed, and I'm in this one tent with about 25 blokes, which is up... I think it's going
to
be
You're
trouble.
You're used to that sort of thing.
Yeah. I've got Mike here. Mike, have you been coming here a while, have you?
Yeah, we've been here since 2000.
And this is about the best spot, you know, on the track. You've got a little platform there outside with the deck chairs, with the TV set up, so you're able to watch the replay if something happens right in front of you on the main straight.
My word, we can, yeah. Yeah, it's just the way we set it up. If you get tired up there, you come down here and watch it.
I just love how you got a bunch of blokes in the tent watching TV. You could have done this back in Wagga.
You could have, but you don't get the vibe.
No, you don't get the vibe, you don't get the smell. But there is a strong sense of bushfire, by the way, Maroon, which is okay. I'm sure a few hours later it'll be a different scent here in this tent full of blokes. So, look, holding the Ford, I'm looking around the room.
I'm Ford.
You're all Ford. Well, you guys have an amazing weekend. I might pop up tomorrow and have a beer with you, okay?
You're right, yeah. Come up tomorrow. There's plenty of it here.
All right. Yeah. Woo!
What about you, Becco? Are you Holden or Ford?
I used to be Ford. Now I'm Mitsubishi.
Good on you, mate. We'll catch you later.
Thanks, mate.
Yes, I'm a Toyota Cressida man myself. Now, there's been a lot of rain here over the last couple of days in Bathurst, and it's caused a lot of havoc among the teams. There is talk of some rain tomorrow, a good chance of some rain. Caught up with Rick Kelly from Nissan and asked him, how much is that kind of dominating the talk among the teams at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%, actually. It's these days you change your car, or we change our car a fair bit from dry to wet. And so when we had those wet practice sessions, we'd change our springs, you know, the aero balance and obviously the tyres, the roll stiffness of the car, the brake balance and everything to suit those conditions. So that's nice and easy if it's completely wet. You just can be happy in doing that and hit the session. But it's difficult when it's wet and dry. So if tomorrow's race is sort of, I know it's not looking that way, but if it looks like it's sort of 50-50, you've got to make those really difficult decisions on whether you're going to run a wet car or a dry car. And obviously the Bathurst race is all about the last 3 hours and making sure you got a very fast car and put yourself in a great position and no damage and all that sort of thing. And so if it's going to rain in those last 3 hours, you want to probably do the hard yards for the first half of the race with a wet setup on the dry track to capitalize on that. And those, like I say, those are the harder decisions.
So if it is raining, you get there tomorrow and it's raining at the start of the race, you just make the decision to just sort of say, well, you know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. We'll just sit back and watch what unfolds in front of us.
A little bit, and I think everyone else is probably, you know, smart enough to do exactly the same thing. You put wet weather tyres on and just stay out of trouble until it dries up, yeah.
Best of luck for tomorrow, mate.
I'll need it, thank you.
Yeah, Rick Kelly there. No Nissans, of course, involved next year, so let's hope they go out with a bang.